I'd like to make a few brief comments entitled Meditations from 1 Timothy. And this is just some meditations I've had of late in 1 Timothy. And I've really enjoyed going through this again. And the verse that I particularly want to talk about is one that's very familiar to us. And it's 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Now, if y'all are like me, sometimes you might have known that verse from a long time, and you say it, and sometimes it just like it bounces off the walls. It don't really have a lot of meaning. And sometimes we got to kind of dig in a little bit to make it have that freshness again, that meaning to us, which is really the history of all of us when it comes to the Word of God and trying to study and meditate and really make this apply to our lives. So here's a few things that I just want to share with y'all. And the first one is, what in the Sam Hill is a faithful saying? Well, a numbskull like me got to look stuff up. But I was just thinking back, way back, I used to go buy Coke and candy from two different stores. One was Potts, and the other one was Lawson's. Now, Lawson's was, I think it might have been the first place I ever heard the song, I ain't first class, but I ain't white trash. It was a little bit on the lower ranks, but it was a great place to go buy candy, and I could walk or bike down there. And I remember from a wee lad seeing a rusty old sign on the side of Lawson's store that said, "In God we trust. All others pay cash." Well, what's that mean? It means you can rely on God, but you can't rely on everybody's checkbook. Alright, well, fast forward a few years, lo and behold, who at about 17, 18 years old goes to work with some of the Lawson clan? Me. And so I was going framing houses, and I was working with a lot of the Lawson kinfolk. Well, I couldn't believe it really, because I've been working at the FFA camp making $2.50 an hour, you know, child labor from 14 years old and up. I was thankful to have it, don't get me wrong. But I couldn't believe it because I'd graduated to the big leagues. I was making more than $10 an hour. I couldn't believe it. And, of course, most of them couldn't believe it either because I was toting wood. And they had a chip on their shoulder because I was making as much as they were toting wood. Well, my first job, it was a rainy day when we were all piled in to the van. It was just an old broken down van with about 15 ladders stacked up on it. And, you know, it was just, we had just got through framing a job, and it was a Friday, and they were writing checks. And I got my first check, and I couldn't believe how much money it was for. I couldn't believe it. And I remember the rain falling, and the fella, Tadpole's husband, I don't remember his name, but he wrote the check out to me. And I took it down to Newton Federal. Back then, I don't remember what it was. And I laid that bad boy on the counter with a big smile on my face. And I said, "I want to cash this check." And she put it in the thing. She said, "Sir, I'm sorry, I can't cash this check." "What do you mean you can't cash this check?" She said, "There ain't no more money in it." She said, "This check just bounced." Now, if that's ever happened to you, you know what I mean. Now, the next time he wrote me a check, there was some mistrust. Now, I was pretty downhearted, but you can imagine. Is it going to bounce? And that's how life teaches us sometimes, is when somebody messes us over one time, or we lose our trust in somebody, what are we doing? We're suspicious that maybe they're not going to be true. And then what most of the time happens is we realize internally we are the ones that bounce checks left and right, don't we? We make oaths, we make promises, we say we're going to do something, and we fail to commit. We fail to commit. But I'm going to tell you some good news this morning. There ain't going to be no bounce checks when it comes to God's Word. Amen. It is true. It's faithful. It's something you can rely on. You can sink your teeth on it. You can bait your hook on it. It is sure. It's steadfast, whether we believe it or not. It's always sure and steadfast whether we're going to believe it. So here's the deal. He says this is a faithful saying. It's something you can take to the bank without any suspicion that it's going to bounce. You can take it. You can count on it. You can rely on it. And he says this is the deal. It's worthy. It's worthy of all acceptation. Now, what does acceptation mean? Acceptation means you can let it sink deep down. You can appreciate it. You can let it just be accepted with no holds barred. And it's worthy of praise. It's something that's praiseworthy. It's worthy that something worth bragging on and talking about. And I'm going to tell you, the reason why we can brag about it is because when we look within, we realize, well, I'm not faithful. I'm unfaithful to God all the time. Now, I might do pretty good. I might clean up my track record. But the problem is, if I were to look at my track record on the whole of life, I have failed. But I'm going to tell you, we all have. Look, I'm going to hit a few verses real quick. Real quick. Half my time's almost gone, so don't try to flip with me because you'll get. All right, look, Numbers chapter 23 says, this is the reason why it's faithful. This is the reason why it's not going to bounce. It says in Numbers chapter 23, 19, God is not a man, hallelujah, that he should lie. Hey, listen here. I've told a bunch of lies. I'm going to stand up right now and acknowledge I've told a bunch of lies. And I've been pretty good at it. I've been pretty good. I've convinced a lot of people that I was telling the truth when I was telling the biggest whopper you ever heard in your life. But I will tell you, God never tells a big whopper. He tells the truth. And we can rely on what He's going to tell us. And I'm going to tell you, that stabilizes us in an unstable world. In a world where there's misinformation left and right, everybody's got an opinion, everybody's got an authority figure. Well, I got one authority figure only that I want to trust in, and it's the one that has the faithful saying. He says, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? When God says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. Yeah. Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Yeah. That's the God I'm talking about. That's right. I'm here to cheer on God today. Because I'm on the losing team if I side with myself or mankind. I want to be on God's side today. Because as long as I'm hid in Him, I've got the winning team. Psalms 102 says, talking about comparison man versus God, they shall all perish, and the works, earth. This earth one day is going to come to an end, and it's going to perish. But he says of God, they shall perish, but thou shalt endure. You're going to last for forever, O God, no change. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. That's awesome. You see, that's awesome because we ain't that way. No, 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 no. I change. I waffle. I do stupid stuff. And even when I've repented about it, I still do stupid stuff. But I've got a friend. I've got a friend who's victorious. I've got a friend who never changes. He says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, I'm the Lord, I change not. And that's the reason, by the way, that y'all ain't consumed, he says. Because if I wanted to change and be mad and go against the covenant, the eternal covenant that I've given, he said, I could, but I ain't going to because he's God and he doesn't change. That's awesome to me. You know, and that's the way we see the Lord Jesus Christ in Him. He says, Paul says, the promises of Him are yea and amen. That means you can take it to the bank. You can take it to the bank. There ain't going to be no scratching the head. Is He going to cash it? I don't know. You can take it to the bank. The Lord Jesus Christ, in Hebrews, He says, He is the same yesterday and today and forever. His promises are sure. His promises are real. They're set in stone, and we can take them to the bank. So that's one thing real quick that I want to share with you. That's one little meditation. The second part of that is Paul says, This is the faithful saying worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And he says, you know what? I'm the chiefest of them. Now, we may be tempted to think, well, Paul is just using some hyperbole. He was using, you know, rhetoric to try to get into our emotions and all that. When God works on us and we begin to see how far short we've fallen, and we begin to have that conscience that's plagued because of messing up. If you've ever felt that, know that this was Paul, the one who had to live every day with the conscience weighed down potentially, with the remembrance that he was responsible for murdering people, dragging Christians down into the dirt, into the pens, that he might hold on to his own philosophy, doing a righteous work that he thought was a righteous work. He was finding Christians, dragging them out of their home, and bringing them before the court. And he thought he was doing right. Now, I've done some bad things. I don't know that I've ever committed that kind of crime, but there's other crimes I have done. And I'm going to just tell you, when God begins to reveal your sins to you, it can be tough. Because, you know, a lot of times, the hardest job we've got to do is realizing we've got to forgive ourselves. Because God says, I've come to grant forgiveness. But our conscience is so weighed down with the burden of having failed Him again, of failed our loved ones again, of just committing error after error, and we just think, I just don't know that I can raise my head and look anybody in the eye, much less God. Because you know what? What happens when our conscience is weighted down? What happens? The head hangs down. And I've been there, my friends. I mean, just lowering a snake in a wagon's rut where you just don't think, I can't make it another day because I've sinned too much this time. But that's the good news that we've been singing about. That's the good news that we're talking about. And this is a faithful saying. If you're going to believe one thing, remember this one statement, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Us. Me and you. And that, my friends, fills me with hope. Because I can look not within. That's ugliness within. I want to look out. I want to look out. I want to look away from this ugly thing here. And not just because I got a scalp haircut. I'm going to tell you, it's because it's ugly, contaminated with sin. Jesus Christ says, I came to seek and to save those who were lost. And I'm telling you, my friends, that is the good news for us. That is what we need to just keep rallying around and realize that if God, Jesus Christ Himself, could tell that old sinner woman who just committed adultery, and they brought her in wanting to stone her. And he said, woman, thy sins be forgiven thee. What was the last part that he told her? Go and sin no more. He didn't say go and wallow in the remembrance of how bad you have failed. He says, gird up your loins. Take your plowshares and beat them into spears and go and fight again against the devil, against your own contaminated nature to want to do wrong. He said, go and sin no more. In other words, every time God forgives me and I'm able to ask this wonderful prayer, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us. And as soon as I make that request to God, it's done. If I ask that in faith, and if I'm asking God to forgive me, that conscience that is on us of having done wrong, do you know that the only thing between you and peace right then is yourself? God done forgave it. Jesus Christ already finished it. Hey, it's a faithful saying, and my wrist is buzzing. Go and sin no more. It's a faithful saying. Take it to the bank. When your sins are plaguing you down, take it to the bank that Jesus Christ came to save sinners. That's what I'm going to try to do.